At the beginning of her career, Bonhoeff spent many nights at the legendary Troubadour Music Club in West Hollywood, where musicians would go to be discovered and hopefully signed by record labels.
I mean, I saw Neil Young do it. I saw Jackson Browne do it. I saw Sylvan Croft do it. I mean, I saw so many people who weren't quite signed yet. Neil Young was signed, but people would come in and just play them for fun, too, because it was just a fun place to be.
Linda Ronstadt heard a demo tape and recorded three of Bonhoeff's songs on her 1976 album, Hasten Down the Wind, including the classic Someone to Lay Down Beside Me. Bonhoeff later recorded the song for her first solo album on Columbia Records.
I was only 22 or 23 when I wrote that, so living in a funky little house in the San Fernando Valley and piano that was in a garage. So I don't know. It's just every now and then you get these ones that are kind of a gift that seem to just kind of come out of the air. So that one was definitely a gift for me.
Bonhoeff went on tour, opening for Jackson Browne in 1978, right after he released his Running on Empty album.
He was really riding this great wave and playing for, you know, college audiences of, you know, 9 or 10,000 people a night. And I mean, we've all heard of those kinds of tours where you end up having to open for Led Zeppelin or something. I mean, this was the opposite of that. It was the perfect situation for me. And I mean, I just made so many fans on those tours. People still mention those shows and remember them.
Bonhoeff says all of a sudden she was riding a wave herself, going on tours, heading back to the studio to record more albums, and touring again. She says she buckled a bit under the pressure. As she reflects back on that time in her life, Bonhoeff says she probably would have done things differently.
You know, now I look back on it and realize, you know, being in show business like that, it's, in some ways, it's like being an athlete, and, you know, you get that good 10 years where you really can make things happen, and you have to take advantage of it because, you know, it doesn't last like that forever. Music changes and times change, and so to some extent, some of it slipped through my hands a little bit. But the other side of it is I really had a lot of fun, and I mean, look back on those times with a lot of joy and, you know, just being a part of that great moment in time in terms of music.